Chazal described Chazal described the Avodah Vaseh Mitshuva when the pasuk of Dishra Hashem Bimotza Kiru B'Yisakoy Yazov Rosha Darkoy. The Rosh has to leave his old path. That means, so the Pasuk Shad is that Yazav Rosh Darko should leave his path. But there's a much deeper understanding in the Pasuk Shad of the Pasuk of Yazav Rosh Darko, the Rosh should leave his path. The Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Chavtesim Bebeis, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world with the ois hay? Gemara says over here, Behi Borom. The hay borom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, we know that the oisius of the Aleph Beis have tremendous koiches. Adam Hazar was created with a hay. So the Gemara says, why? U'v'pnei ma nivra ha'olam hazeh behay. Meshadoy malach sadra. Adam Hazar is like an open porch. Shekola reitza lotzeis yetze. If you want to step out, you can leave. U'maitama tal yakari. And why is there a little, on the hay, there's a little leg? If you want to go back through the door, you can go back. Go back in the old way. Lemistai milsa doesn't work. Stay in this Gemara, Ariza Gazach. Adam Hazar was created with a hay because the hay doesn't have a bottom. So you can step out whenever you want. I want to point out to you that it's a shocking Gemara. That means the fact that a person could have a Yerida and the fact that a person could step off the program is engraved in the DNA of the Bria. It's engraved. The Bria was created in a way that if a person wants to step out, you can step out. That's why it was created with a hay, because there's no bottom. You can step down. You can step out. You can go. It's funny, every time we have a Yerida, we have a hard day, we say, what happened, how could it be? The world was created with the possibility of stepping out. That's Aleph. You have to know that. So why is there a little door on the side to go back? Is the world was created also with a path to go back? Frank the Gemara, so go back the same way, but you have to have the hay open on the left side with a little door. You can't go back the same way, it doesn't work. You have to find a new path. What that means is, practically speaking, is you have to find what caused you to step out. There was a reason why it caused you to step out. There was a pattern that caused you to step out. There was a trigger that caused you to step out. There was a gewisse weakness that caused you to step out. Find out what it is. What's causing it? Which mida is dominant by you that's causing you havoc? Is it atzlos? Is it sinna? Is it kinna? Are you jealous of everybody around you, which makes you nuts? Are you angry at everybody around you that makes you nuts? Are you lazy about everything so it makes you nuts? Find out, why didn't it work? What got you to the place that you fell out, the world was created that way, you can fall out. You need to go back, but there's no purpose in going back and just redoing the same thing. Go find out what happened. Find out what happened, and lo yistayim milsa, it's not going to work, but the same Eibishter that created the world with the ability to step out also created the ability to step back in. Find out what's not working. Find out what tripped you up during the year. Was it A? Was it B? Was it C? Was it D? Was it a lack of davening? Was it a lack of kedusha? Was it a lack of midas tovus? Was it a lack of b'rov l'chaveroi? Not everyone has the same challenge. Not everyone steps out. But you can't just go back and say, by the way, I would say that's the reason why a lot of the Kabbalists people make on Yom Kippur, that we all make, don't last. Because we just go back to the same thing again. We say to ourselves, Chatasi Fisi Pashate. We mean it, by the way. We mean it. And we go back to the same pattern of life. Let's find out what happened. What caused you, if you look back over a year and you found yourself that you flat on your face because you fell out of the hay. So find out what caused it. What was the pattern of behavior that caused it? A guy doesn't get up on time for davening. What's the reason? Is it a davening issue that you don't want to daven? Is it a laziness issue that you don't want to get out of bed? You can have two distinct reasons why a person doesn't get out of bed for davening on time. It could be a davening issue where there's a weakness in his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so work on it. It could be a laziness issue that you can't part ways with the bed. I had both of them this morning. Okay, you can have it happens. Okay, but I'm not talking about an occasional morning. I'm talking about the pattern, the path. So lo yistayim also, there's no purpose in going back to the same thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the door on the left side and goes, that's the pshat, Yazav Rosh HaDarkoi. Darkoi means, it's not enough to go say, okay, I'm going to be better and try to change my tech. You have to find out what happened. And in every area of growth and weakness, a person can find out what it is and make, you can tweak it and find what will get him back into the game. That's what it means, Yazav Rosh HaDarkoi. The old way didn't work. The Gemara says, Leyestai Milsa. By the way, this mitzias of Leyestai Milsa, like I said, is engraved in the DNA of the Bria. The Bria was created that way. It's not possible. So on one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chasdei HaGadol gave us an opportunity to go back on the program. You don't, if you fall out, you can still go back. Mitzat Sheni, it has to be a Leyestai Milsa. You have to go find the path. And this Siyata Deshmaya. By the way, one of the reasons why the Kabbalahs don't last is because we don't have the Siyata Deshmaya of go finding a new path. When it says Leyestai Milsa, you don't have Siyata Deshmaya. Everybody, by the way, that's what, and if this pasuk defines Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so what it means is that the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is primarily dedicated to this avoida. The Aseres Yemei Teshuva is primarily dedicated to this avoida of finding what got me here and what could do a better job. That's what Dear Shoshem Bimotsukuru, and what should you do? Yazav Rosh HaDarko. Carve for yourself out the new path. Carve for yourself out the new way. See what happens. By the way, in every area of life, we can generally, with a few minutes of thought and thinking about it, we can find what the Loyestaya Milsa was and where we can squeeze back in. But I want to tell you a Mavel Dikazach. Says the Gemara here. Mavel Dikazach, a shocking Zach. Says the Gemara, Kidir Resh Lakish, Dom Resh Lakish, Ma'idik Siv, Im Maleitzim Huyol Zalav Yidchein, Bol Etayir, Misayin Oysoy. If you want to be Metayir yourself, if you want to be Misayin Oysoy, we'll help you come back in. Bol Etamei, and if you want to go downhill, Poyzchen Loi, we'll open it up for you, it's there, Vakasha. Fine. So if you're a Baal HaTameh, if you want to go down, personally, the door's open, nobody's going to stop you. Baal HaTayer, and if you want to straighten yourself out, Messiah will help you. Watch this. What was the pasuk that Reish Lakish brought to this Yisoid? It means a pasuk. What's a pasuk? The pasuk is, pasuk in Mishlei, Im Laleitzim Hu Yalas. If you want to be a Leitz, we'll help you. Im La'anovim, and those who are Anovim, I'll give Chayin. I was looking over this Gemara this morning and I mamish had shivers down my back. What's the Gemara saying? The world was created in a way that if you want to step out, you can step out. Habal Tame, basically, it's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you the door. If you want to leave, I'm not going to stop you. Very scary. Habal Tayer, and you want to come back, we'll give you Siyata Deshmayu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens a special door for you. Bakasha, come inside. And he helps you in. Seder, but what's the pasuk that the Gemara brings to prove this Yisoid? Pasuk in Mishlei. Im laleitzim hu yalatz. If you want to be a leitz, we'll let you. La'anovim, and if you want to be an anov, yitein chein, we'll give you chein. This is the pasuk that teaches me the two sides. If you want to be metame yourself, im laleitzim, yo, bakasha. La'anovim, and if you want to be metar yourself, we'll give you chein. It's a shocking sound. What the Gemara is saying is, what defines a person who's a Baal HaTameh? What's called a person who's stepping out of the program? Litzanus. And what defines a person who's going back on the problem? Anovim. Is that unbelievable? It's a shocking Gemara. The Gemara says there's a thing called you can step out. The Gemara says you can step in. What's the pasuk that says if you want like this, we'll do like this? If you want to be a Letz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you be a Letz. Im La'anovim, and if you want to be an Anov, Yitein Chein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Chein. State in the Gemara that what is the definition of stepping off the program and what's the definition of going back to the program. Stepping off the program is Litzanus. Going back on the problem program is Anova. Mari de Gazach. State first on this Gemara that Anova and Litzanus are two opposite of the same side. What's Anova? What's Litzanus? We think Litzanus is a guy who makes jokes. Litzanus is a person who doesn't let anything penetrate inside him because he's bunkered inside himself. That's the real meaning of Gaiva, by the way. What's a letz, right? Michel Sosa speaks out that a letz, you can't give him any musr because nothing penetrates. So the litzanis that he's doing is really a protective, preemptive measure against any musr. If you want to be a letz, first of all, litzanis and anova are two opposites. Anova means I'm open to hear. I'm open to hear somebody else because I'm not totally wrapped up myself. Litzanis means I'm not open to hear anything. I'm bunkered in. The litzanis says Mesil Sashram is like a shield that doesn't let anything penetrate to you. Every Dover Shebek Kedusha that comes, you shoot it down like they shoot down the missiles from Yemen before it enters Israeli airspace. Before it even gets to you, boom, you shoot off your anti-thing, it shoots it down. It doesn't even get close. Nothing penetrates to you. Another means, I'm open to hear from the outside. I'm open to absorb messages. Shtein is gemar a shakim zach. The Pesach to step off the program is Litzonis. If you don't mind me saying something bombastic, we live in a world of Litzonis, which has two parts to it. First of all, on any topic that comes up that a shakim is a rukhni is, everybody has a day of. Who's the everybody? People who don't have shaykhus teruchnius. Who don't even understand what they're criticizing. Because they never heard it. Their radar picked up that there's a missile coming. Boom. They shot. We live in a crazy world where the amount of litzanis and zilzul, and that's because of the Charlie Kirk phenomenon, which I spoke about the other Thursday night. I'll just repeat for the younger light. The Bachurim asked on the Thursday night question and answers why they have more tsar about Charlie Kirk. I know a lot of you want me to hit on Zal, but I'm not going to. Okay? Who, I never heard of him, by the way, until the day he was killed. Boy Bayoim, I heard about it. Okay? Boy Bayoim. Why is it that the Olam has more tsar about Charles Kirk than about the people killed in Ramot? Why? So on one hand, I respect the Olam that had the intellectual honesty to ask the question, how the whole Olam HaTorah was misabel, more than on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaShoah together from Mr. Kirk, okay? As if he was a gadol. And I won't be surprised if some of the dearest will have his picture in the sukkah probably, okay? They'll probably sell it next to a picture of Reb Osher and Rosh Hashiva and myself. They'll have a picture of Salt. You understand? And it's embarrassing, but what was the answer? I told him that the answer is that you live in a world of goyishkeit, but it's not goyishkeit, it's a world of litzonis, it's a world of cynicism, it's a world of cheapening of real values. I'm not talking about Mr. Kirk, I'm talking about that world that he represents. Because even if, as all of you hold, that he was a chad bedorin from the G'dayle Hador, and the G'dayle HaMashpiyam Hador, after Amayel Biederman, comes Charles Kirk. But the world of the podcast and the world of the is a world of litzonis. It's a world of zulzul and called Dover Shebek Dusha. How's a shaykh to go davening afterwards? How's a shaykh to learn a birkas shmol afterwards? It's not a serious world. It's a world of litzanis. It's a world of, he said, a yana guy said, and that guy reacted. It's a whole world of emptiness. It's a world of litzanis. The whole world that today people live in. It's a world of litzanis. Nothing serious. And then you want to go daven to the Eibush and say, Baruch Atah Hashem. The whole thing is one mitzias of zilzul. That's the world, unfortunately, we live in. That's the... Shlomo HaMelech, by the way, foresaw this thousands of years ago. That's how you step off the program. People think they step off the program, they went here, they went there. You step off the program the minute you lose the chashivas for Dvar Hashem B'Kedusha. That's cool, you stepped off the program. Afterwards, it's already Memela the Kazakh. Mitzacheni. And Mitzacheni, anova, that a person is willing to hear, willing to absorb, willing to change, not totally wrapped up in themselves, allows a person to go back. I said a Mori de Kazakh on, I didn't say, I saw, I don't say anything. I saw Mori de Kashem Yishmol many years ago. I said it over Rosh Hashanah before Tkiya Shefer's. Tkiya Shefer, Rashi says in Chavov, in Rosh Hashanah, is called a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Rashi says before, it's a form of davening. There's even an afkamin al halacha. I saw Rabbi Yashiv, they bring down Moshe Rabbi Yashiv that a guy who davened to Long Shmona Esrei and he wants to hear the tekiyas during davening, it's not a shter, because tekiyah shef is davening. So it's not a hefsek. It's not even hefsek like kedusha or Oren Yehi Sherabba, because it's mamash tefillah. It's part of the davening. Fekta Chakasha, what type of davening is it? You don't say a word. Where's the text? There's no article translation of the tefillah of tekiyah shefer. That'll be a Moir de Gazach. If they come out with such a thing, that'll be a Moifis, you hear? Those things, why not, by the way? So where's the tefillah? I didn't say a text, I didn't say any words. So the Yushalmi says in Tainis that Tkiya Shefer is like animals crying. You go to a cow who's upset, who's hungry, is moaning. It's that tefillah. What's the mashmoyis of the fact that it's the crying of an animal? It says the Heilig Hashem Yishmol, Moir de Gazach. He says a few things, but one of the things he says is, and I'm saying it in my own interpretation. The Gemara says in Chulin, the Pasuk says, Adam uvehema teshia Hashem. Arumim bedas kama Adam, you're smart like an Adam. Umesim atzma ke behema, but you humble yourself like a behema. The shefer is the humility of an animal. I want to explain what it means. I'll say something very simple. When a person says a text, when a person says words, so at the end of the day, it's his agenda. He's a mandioma, right? Ezogapis. So at the end of the day, the tefillah is filtered through my system. So after Helig Hashem Yishmol, the shefer is a tefillah, it's a Mefurash Rashi, Mefurash Halacha, but it has no words. When you don't say words, so then you're like a behemoth, right? The behemoth doesn't have the intellect to say the words. It's just it's a sound. That's why the Shem Yishmol says, we said in the Baruch Rosh Hashanah, Shemea kol truas amoy, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemea kol. What's kol? Should it say Shemea truas? What's kol truas? It's an extra word. It's like the Shem Yishmol, because the Eibush is hearing the kol, is hearing the sound without the words. When you say something without words, what you're saying is, I'm not a mandiyomer. I don't have what to say anymore. I ran out of words. Just daven for the Ebrister, without my own agenda. That's the humility. That's the psicha for tshuva. You know something? I'll say it in my. We're not so bright. I don't know what to say. We always have what to say, right? On Shefer, we say, I'm going to daven. I don't know what to say. I'm not so intelligent. I'm not so bright. I don't have the words to say. I don't have the right words to say. And the ability to humble ourselves and understand that we didn't bring ourselves into the world, we don't take ourselves out of it, we don't keep ourselves alive every day. And that level of humility, which allows us to say, like, don't be such a mandiyamar, because what you have to say is not so bright, it's not so intelligent, it's not so creative, it's not so original. So why don't you just reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitach anova, without words. La'novim yitim chei, here, ma'isen noira, stepping off the program is latzonis, and going back on the program requires anova. Because if you stepped off because of Latzanas, that means you're a mandiyoma. I don't let anything penetrate into my world. Anova means that I'm open to hear. I'm open to absorb. I'm open to change. And the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, by the way, are days of humility, which, by the way, as opposed to what the world thinks, anova doesn't mean you're a nebuch. Anova means you recognize the fact that everything you have is from the Eibishter. You don't have anything of your own. You don't have your own agenda. You don't have a guy who says, who am I? That's not anova, that's depression. It's clinical depression or non-clinical depression. I'm not such a big expert. I speak to the experts. That's not anova. Anova is that I am not so bright. And whatever I have is from the Eibishter. That's anova. And that's the aleph beis and avodah of the Yemei Aseres Yemei Tshuva of Yazav Rosh Hadarku. We state in this Gemara that the way that you can facilitate and create a new path, which is waiting for us, it's in the Bria, the new path is there. The way to facilitate a new path, Moiv Rabbeisai, is by humbling ourselves, accepting what the Eibishter says, accepting the fact that we're Nivroim. We didn't bring ourselves into the world, we don't bring ourselves out. And the Roshim, in his grace, gives us chayim every moment of our lives. That hakara allows everybody to calm down. Everyone's going to calm down. What he said is not so important, and what he said is not so right, and what he said is not so bright, and what he said is not so choshev. And like, everyone calm down. And then we can find the other path of istaya milsa, the siyata d'shmaya, the other path. We have to shtel suta the siyata d'shmaya, and that's the yisrael of la novim yitin chen.